Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twin, in London today. There's lots of groups of children, foreign children, visiting. Well, the weather's definitely better here than when I left this morning. I was kind of thinking about taking my sunglasses, but then I thought, well, I don't know where the case is, and I don't want to put them on my head in the rain. Weather was horrible this morning, so I didn't take them with me. Next, I probably want a less warm coat as well. But yeah, it's nice and sunny here. Lovely. But of course, I'm off to work, so I'm not going to benefit from that too much. But hopefully that means that Emilia is going to be okay. I was a little bit worried because it's quite cold this morning and rain, and she's off on a school trip. I know, another one. And they're going to relive the Stone Age experience today. Even had to make them a costume. And they had to have their lunch was supposed to be all sort of recyclables and reusables and no surplus packaging and that sort of thing. And the costume, well, Simon pointed out they probably didn't have blue herringbone in those days, but that was all I had, old shirt of his that was going to go in the clothing collection anyway. So I just cut off the sleeves and the collar, and then found a bit of fur from Henry's winter coat hoodie that he didn't want the fur, so put that on there as well. So I think we're right, you know, we made an effort. I don't know how original it looks, but hey, I haven't got any animal skins lying around the house. So that's where she is this morning, plus it was also maths club still. So yeah, it's all happening on a Tuesday, which always adds to the stress of having to get myself completely ready to leave the house after drop off. And then that's all that going on as well. Right, danger of photo bombing again there. Yes. I was also a bit worried because I thought it looks a bit cold in the rain, and if she's going to be outside all day. But yeah, if it clears up there as well, she'll be all right. Yeah, Simon pointed out to me that I forgot Minecraft in my catch-up of the weekend. And he is so right. That completely escaped me. So Simon seems to be getting into it so that he can explain to the kids what's happening. Kids and I went to a tea date on Friday afternoon where the other kids played Minecraft, so, and Wii U, so, and we don't have any of that. So they really seem to like it though and get into it, so Simon's shown them how to do it, and it's been an immediate hit. So I'm having to draw up a schedule now. The television's not been on all weekend. That's how good it is. just like the television, I'm going to have to come up with some sort of a schedule how long they're allowed on a computer. Even though, given the choice, I think I'd rather they went on the computer than watch television. At least they're doing something when they're on the computer. The other thing that I forgot to mention is Graham also talked about car accidents. And sorry to hear that you were in such a horrendous one yourself. And I'm sorry if I didn't mention anyone else who said something. I'm not really up to date with my listening. Anyway, but that's all that I wanted to report for today, really. It's still busy, so day of work, and I've got plenty going on in the meantime. Stuff that I need to do, see how I get through that. But at the moment, I'm just sort of doing all the stuff that needs doing sort of by deadline. That's how I get through the week. Anyway, a bit of gridlock here in central London. But I'm nearly at work, so I'll stop here and say goodbye and thank you for listening. Bye for now.